Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I am back from London, having seen the Beckett classic Waiting for Godot and the American musical Guys and Dolls. Both have been given lovely productions. Guys and Dolls is done immersive style and total fun. Godot, which stars Ben Whishaw, one of my favorites, is pared down to a bare minimum, but I guess it always is, a tree, basically, which finally sprouts a leaf, a hopeful one at that. And as I discussed last week, the main point of my visit was to see a face in the crowd, long in gestation, based on the classic 1957 film. It's now a drama with music by Elvis Costello, and I plan to follow this until it hits U.S. shores. Now, that one is somewhat unusual, being an American play premiering overseas. The back and forth of shows has never been more prominent. We know that British ones have always come to New York, and a few big ones are en route, by the way, Stranger Things and Sunset Boulevard, most notably. That's following Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, Six, and Back to the Future, which I saw in London a few years back. Another coming is Eureka Day, which I saw at the Young Vic, exactly where Facing the Crowd just opened. The reasons for more Americans starting to premiere their shows over there, well, first and foremost, the money. Millions of dollars difference. And of course, audiences have always loved theater in England, and finally, there's no shortage of amazing talent. Okay, now, for New York news, because I am back. Oh, Mary! Exclamation point. Cole Escola's riotous romp about First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln is extending its Broadway run. Yep, yes, yet again. The play, which began its Broadway engagement in June at the Lyceum Theater, will now run through January 19th, at least. Now, this started off Broadway, remember, where no one could get a ticket, and, well, so it continues. Now, many shows are coming, some 16 Broadway-bound ones, apparently. Just announced that one that sounds fun is All In, comedy about love by Simon Rich. That's coming to the Hudson Theater in December. Directed by Alex Timbers, he's a big name, the show will be performed with a rotating cast of four actors for 10 weeks. Love by Simon Rich is comprised of a series of comic vignettes about dating, heartbreak, and marriage, adapted from the short stories of Simon Rich published in The New Yorker. From pirates to dogs, the actors will play a wide range of characters. For the first 5 weeks, applause, please, John Mulaney will lead the cast, joined by Fred Armisen and Tony Award winner Renee Elise Goldsberry, to be followed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jimmy Fallon, and others. Elsewhere, the starry names continue. Initial casting has been revealed for Second Stage Theater's Broadway mounting of Cult of Love, which will begin previews on November 20th at the Hayes Theater. This production is currently slated to play a limited engagement through February 2nd. The cast will include Zachary Quinto, Shailene Woodley, Molly Bernard, among others. And lots of interesting off-Broadway action continues. Fatherland deals with the true story of a father and son and the January 6th insurrection. I spoke about that one here before. And then there is The Ghost of John McCain, which I also mentioned before. That's at the Soho Playhouse, which manages, that one manages to implant Donald Trump and others into the late senator's brain, or vice versa. This week, I will be seeing The Goldberg Variations, which I believe manages to find humor in the darkest of places. And The Irish Rep has a new one, starring Kate Mulgrew, another big name in the stage world. The Beacon is a ghost story that's also a murder mystery. That's also a domestic drama. It deals with a transplant from Dublin living off the coast of West Cork. And if you enjoyed the recent Michael Douglas TV series about Ben Franklin, the always interesting Ensemble Studio Theater, EST, is offering the New York premiere of Franklinland, a comedy by Lloyd Suh. Franklinland will run October 9th to November 3rd. It's a story of growing up as the only son of Benjamin Franklin, arguably the greatest scientific mind ever. And speaking of parenting, Theater Row is offering the parenting musical, or that parenting musical. Now, I haven't had time to see it yet, but the buzz is good and apparently relatable to those of us who have spent way too many sleepless nights and still never stop worrying about those we brought into this world. And Forbidden Broadway is back. Yes, it just opened at Theater 555 in Hell's Kitchen. The targeting in this outing, subtitled Merrily We Stole a Song, well, is a nod to the flood of Sondheim revivals. Though the opening number apparently is from Guys and Dolls, which, as I said, I just saw in London. So, full circle, in a way, for me this week. Anyway, so a lot is happening on our stages of all sizes, small, large, in between. Go find a seat. This is a good time. And I'll see you here in mine next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.